Welcome to Borderless Voices podcast, presented by FCJ Refugee Center. Getting ready for your refugee hearing. Fourth episode, preparing for key issues at any refugee hearing, part one. Welcome aboard.
The topic of today is getting ready for your refugee hearing. The first thing is all the refugee hearings are canceled. You know, the IRB is closed. They are not seeing anybody in person. So therefore, all the refugee hearings are canceled. It doesn't matter if you have scheduled your refugee hearing for April or maybe May, and all the refugee hearings are canceled. And what we suggest is that you use your time to prepare for your refugee hearing. Why? Because it's nothing else than you can do regarding your case. It's only to try to make it stronger. If you don't have a legal aid, and if you don't have a lawyer, well, try again. This is the time that you can try again to make a legal aid application. And you can do it with the phone, by phone, must be by phone. All the information about how to do the legal aid is in another podcast and is also in our website under migration section. So the second tip is about preparing for the refugee hearing and the issues. I want to just mention the issues that you will have to be ready to deal with at the refugee hearing, and that you will have to collect evidences to try to do that. For instance, the first issue is identity. The majority of refugee claimants don't have an issue with that one because you have a passport or something to prove. If you don't prove who you are and where you come from, your case will be denied because they don't know whom they are accepting to. So you have to have something. So work on that if you don't have it. Credibility. Credibility is an issue that is very technical in Canada. And credibility is based on contradictions that you are making, or contradictions that you make in the basic of claim form, for instance, or that you receive evidences that contradict what you said in the basis of claim form. So in that case, check it out and try to identify all the credibility or contradiction issues that you may have. Internal flight alternative. You have an area to escape inside your country, and Canada has to be the second or third option. It's not possible to say, yes, something happened and I buy the plane, the ticket, and I left. So did you move to live with a grandma? Did you say, you know, whatever you did to protect yourself, you move around. Subjective fear. Subjective fear is, every fear is subjective, but you have to prove it objectively, which means that everybody has to have some evidences and description, and the case has to be logic and has to be related to the conditions of that country. Generalized risk is always an issue in a lot of countries because it's not possible to base a claim in generalized risk. It has to be an individual, and why and who, you know, who is going to kill you, for instance, or wants to kill you, and why they want to kill you. It has to be a personal reason. And state protection is always asked. Did you go to the police? Did you have a police report? Did you have this? Did you have that? So in some countries are, you know, not possible to obtain it, we know. But in the majority are possible to obtain and to talk about the state protection. So those are the issues that you are going to deal. In our next topic, we are going to talk about the evidences that you can collect.